Why do we feel to be quiet? Why do we feel to be backed in a corner? Why do we see when the fads of the world change, then the fads of the church changes? If we're bearing our cross and we're denying ourselves, fads come and fads go. But amen, you and I are living according to the word of God. Amen. Oh, help me tonight, friend. Amen. Jesus said the cost of discipleship is bearing our cross, not weekly, not monthly, but daily. Jesus said, if you're one of mine, you're going to bear your cross daily. Crucified daily. Crucified. My emotions, my desires, they'll be crucified. You're struggling with lust? Crucify yourself. You're struggling with addictions? Crucify yourself. You're struggling with intimidation? Crucify yourself. Identify yourself with Jesus, who hung suspended between heaven and earth all by himself, all alone, and forsaken of the disciples, forsaken of his family, and forsaken of his friends. Jesus was by himself. Amen. But oh, friend, can I tell you that if you'll stand up for Jesus, will not heaven stand up for you? If you'll stand up for the Son of God, will not Jesus stand up with you? Deny himself. We like to deny everybody else, but notice the text says deny himself. I believe there's a direct connection between a man that denies himself and a man that loses himself that we're going to get to in just a moment. If you're not going to deny yourself, as we see in this pattern, there's going to be a penalty later on in this text. The man that will not deny himself will lose himself. Well, I think the church asks too much nowadays. I don't think you got to go to church. Right? I think you can just love the Lord at home. Or the old timers have church till, well, let's just take a poll. How many old-timers used to have church till 10 and 11 o'clock at night? Nowadays, I've got till 7 o'clock on Sunday night before some want to hit the doors. I don't know where they're going. I don't know if their favorite TV show is on Sunday nights. I don't know where they're going. I have no idea. But they're going to give God about 60 minutes. That's the ones we can get back on Sunday night. That's the only ones we get back on Sunday night. And if he don't show up in the first little while, I'm out. But oh, send the power, send the power, send the power. Send it by 7:15. Send the power, send the power. But I'm not going to deny myself. Send the power, send the power, send the power. Amen. Choir, I hope when you were singing that song, when you said, I want to give him my best, I hope it wasn't just words. Because it's easy to sing a song, but it is hard to pick up a cross. I can preach a pretty sermon, but it's hard to bear a cross. I said it's death to bear a cross. It's death to the emotion. It's death to the ambition. It's death to will. It's death to relationships. It's a bloody death to carry a cross. Amen. But oh, friend, Jesus said that if you will deny yourself and take up your cross, that there is eternal life awaiting. I'm not looking for the life of this world. I'm looking for the life of the next world. Which introduces me to the next verse and the paradox that Jesus speaks to. A paradox is a saying that sounds as if it's not true, but it's actually true. So Jesus says in the next verse, he said that for whosoever will save his life will lose it. It's a paradox. And if you'll lose your life, you'll find it. What does that mean? That means you've got to surrender your will in everything about your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. A lot of people in the church world, and I paint very, very broadly right there, their problem is they're not surrendered to the Lord. They're wanting heaven, but they're fighting to save their life. Don't ask too much of me, Jesus. I want a nice, easy retirement. Don't ask too much of me. I don't want to bring the kids on Wednesday night because they got school Thursday morning. Don't ask too much of me. Don't make us dress like that so we got to stand out and they start calling us Amish. Deny ourselves. Deny ourselves. Any man that will save his life, any man that will put more of a focus upon the temporary, any man that will put more focus upon this life will lose his life in God. There are people that should be in the house of God. And you can tell them I said this. They should have been in the house of God tonight, but they're chasing money. They're chasing prestige. They're resting up tonight so they can jump on the wheel of the rat race tomorrow. Just so at the end of life, life can say, well done. You did really good. You spent your life and you got a bunch of money, but you're not taking any of it with you. Oh, somebody might as well shout amen. Any man that will save his life is going to lose it. But any man that will lose his life for Christ's sake will gain it. Look what keeps people out of the house of God. I just need a night off, preacher. And I had one 2 weeks ago. They don't tell me that, but I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to say they're backslid or carnal. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. And it's amazing. They're sick on Sunday. But the healing virtue of Jesus always flows between Sunday night and Monday morning. Because they'll bounce into work Monday ready to go. Ready to go. Amen. Their kids are sick on Sunday, but they're not going to miss school on Monday. I'm not giving you a free pass on Monday, but I'm going to tell you whatever happens on Monday in algebra isn't as important as what happens around the altar of God. Trigonometry's not as important as going to heaven. Now, if you got the flu and 103, stay home. It'll be all right. We'll pray for you. But if you miss 3 out of 4 Sundays because you're sick, are you really carrying a cross? Do you really, really have a cross? I got a cross to bear. You wouldn't believe the boss I've got. That's not your cross to bear. That's not the cross this text is talking about. This is to identify with Jesus. Our churches are so reactionary to the culture. Some of you are so mesmerized by the culture, you don't have any idea how much the culture has a hold of you. Unless you would disconnect for 30 days from all news and social media, you don't realize how desensitized you really, really are. I challenge you. On Monday, what's different about your home than the rest of the neighborhood? They're getting up and they're running to work and you're running right behind them. You're going through to get your coffee just like they are. And you're running around. The only difference on Sunday, instead of going to the lake or hitting the golf ball, you run to the house of God. But friend, Jesus said daily, hear me, young person, daily. I'm glad you got blessed tonight. I'm glad you got blessed this morning. But unless you're willing to take up a cross on a daily basis, you'll not be one of His. You lose. You're going to lose your life. For any man, what is he advantaged if he gains the whole world? It's impossible. Obviously, Jesus is speaking metaphorically because no man can gain the whole world. But if in the pursuit you're after, you gain the whole world, you gain it all. What is a man advantaged if he loses himself? Because mark it down. Whatever you say yes to, you are saying no to something else. And I don't care how disciplined you are. I feel like I got a pretty good handle on living a disciplined life. I feel like I get a lot accomplished in a week. But no matter what you say yes to, you are saying no to something else. No matter how good you are, no matter how effective you might be. And Jesus did not say, I'm going to give you a career, I'm going to give you favor. He offered a cross. So tonight I'm asking, when we're going to close this out. Do I have any cross bearers? Do I have anybody willing to bear your cross for Christ? Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Send your power. I understand that's part of living in the favor of God. But that all is subsequent to what I'm talking about right here, right now. Unless you're willing to bear the cross, don't ever expect the reign of God. Unless you're willing to bear the cross, don't ever expect the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Because here's the penalty. He said, if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. If you are willing to lay down that cross, if you are willing to be silent, if you're willing to allow the culture to change and to conform you, which is here, well, here's what I know about crosses. Crosses were tailor-made. It wasn't a one-size-fits-all. Crosses were tailor-made. You can't bear my cross. And I can't bear your cross. But that's why Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. There's a cross for you to bear. 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 Tomorrow. And the next day. I told you I wasn't going to shout. And the next day. And the next day. When you start talking about dying out to the flesh, when you start talking about crucifying your will, your emotions, when you start talking about the old man is dead, when you start talking about crawling up on a cross and dying, oh, we love to shout because Jesus did it and he was put in a borrowed tomb and he rose on Easter morning. But then he turned to them all and said, come after me. Come after me. Come after me. And when you come after me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. If you won't do that, if you're ashamed of the cross, Jesus said, I'll be ashamed of you. How many cross bearers tonight? How many willing to identify with the shame, the pain, the humiliation of Jesus? I choose Jesus. I'll choose the cross. I don't want this easy believism. I don't want this costless Christianity. I don't want this newfangled thing that's turning out a church with no convictions and no standards. Give me that old time religion. Give me that cross of Jesus Christ. I magnify the cross. I salute, I honor, I praise. Oh, hallelujah. Stand with me tonight, friend, if you believe in Jesus and the cross. Why don't you just lift your hands and say, I choose Jesus. Oh, I choose Jesus. My God, I choose Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I choose Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Some of your battles would be over if you start just carrying the cross. If you start picking up the cross and dying out to the flesh, some of the struggles with discouragement would be over. Some of your battles with intimidation would be over. Some of the fear would go away because you'd crucify the flesh. Because some of that is born of the spirit of fear in the flesh. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of the sound mind. I want the cross. I want the cross. Without the cross, there is no power. Without the cross, there is no redemption. And I challenge you, if some of you don't change something tomorrow, you're going to get up, you're going to go around your day, do all that you got to do. The cross will have no bearing on tomorrow. Your world will look just like the person in the next room, in the next office. You'll look like the next dentist, the next carpenter. You'll look like the next teacher because nothing is different in your life except on Sunday. When it should not be that way. We ought to be carrying our cross. We ought to be carrying our cross. Carry it into the classroom. Carry it into the workplace. Carry it everywhere you go. Don't lay it down. Don't be weary in well-doing. Because if you lose your life, you'll find it. But if you hold on to it, you lose it. How many are willing to surrender everything to Jesus? It's easy to sing a song. It's hard to carry a cross. But tonight I'm going to give another altar call. And I'd like for you really just to be honest in your heart. If you got to get up early and it's time for you to go, sayonara, hasta la vista, see you later. But if you're willing to bear a cross, as Jesus did, and he died to himself, if you're willing to bear a cross and identify with him, that's you. I want you to come tonight. Come home. You're willing to bear the cross of Christ. Let's sing all how.